They're moving on now. Iran's foreign minister has called on the international community to help end the war in Yemen, saying the conflict continues to escalate with no end in sight. In a letter addressed to the UN Secretary General, Mohammad Javad Zarif says the blame for the conflict lies with those who have sought a military solution to the crisis. He says the war has now become a quagmire for its initiators. Zarif says the solution to the conflict is the implementation of a plan that he proposed to the UN back in 2015. In that plan, the top Iranian diplomat called for an immediate ceasefire, unimpeded humanitarian aid, national dialogue, and the establishment of an all-inclusive national unity government. Saudi Arabia launched its deadly campaign against Yemen in 2015 to reinstate its former ally Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. Joining us now via Skype from London is Reza Kazem. He's with the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Many thanks for joining us here on Press View, Mr. Kazem. Now, as we've just pointed out over here, the Iranian foreign minister talking about that four-point plan, while Saudi Arabia has refused to ease its blockade on Yemen.
Yes, the humanitarian crisis is unfolding in Yemen. The devastation that has been caused in terms of damage to the hospitals, schools, infrastructure, lives that are being lost, and the cholera epidemic that has actually taken hold in Yemen is a serious problem. And the issue has been highlighted even by the United Nations, who is saying that this is going to probably be one of the worst humanitarian disasters for a very, very long time in the history of the current situation in the world at the moment. And I think this is something that needs to be recognized, and I think the people who are behind Saudi Arabia, like the UK, like the US, who are allowing and selling weapons to Saudi Arabia and allowing this devastation to take place, need to also be held to account for what is being done via the Saudis to the Yemeni nation, to the Yemeni country. And I think there are serious problems that need to be tackled in terms of accountability and what's actually happening there.
Well, it seems that the situation in Yemen, though, is not a priority, so to speak. We're not seeing international conferences being held to try and resolve the situation or to get aid through or to put political pressure on Saudi Arabia and its allies within the region. Why is that this political will is missing when it comes to Yemen? Because the solution is simple.
I think we need to look at the interests of the people who have allowed Saudi Arabia to do this. I mean, we've had repression by the Saudis taking place in Bahrain, and nothing was done by the international community. We have the same thing in Yemen at a much more devastating level taking place, and nothing has been done. And it is because of the geopolitical interests that are perceived by the UK government and the US government that they have in order to enforce the will of the Saudis on the countries that neighbor it, so that any kind of resistance, any kind of thinking that is going to be different from the Saudis is not actually going to be permitted. And we see this kind of attempt in the way that Saudi Arabia's foreign policy is acting itself out, that they want total control. They want total internal control. They want total external control. What we also see is that one of the reasons for this to be done is because Saudi Arabia was trying to make sure that it would have control not only around itself in terms of its neighbors, but also what would happen in Syria, and in cooperation with its friends, Israel. And unfortunately for the Saudis, what's happened is that they seem to have totally lost out in Syria, in Iraq, and all the plans that they had made, the UK, the US, Saudis, Qataris, and so on, that seems to have totally collapsed. And this is, and unfortunately, because of the positioning of where Yemen is and the Saudi kind of ability to actually blockade, the damage that's being done to the civilian population is devastating. What we've also seen is that the Ansarullah movement, the Houthis, have actually been able to hold out, resist, and actually hit into Saudi Arabia. And I think we can see that this resistance is going to continue. And the only thing that the Saudis have got at their disposal just like the only thing the Israelis had in, at their disposal in 2006 was seek a solution and end to the war that they're carrying out against Yemen, because they will not be able to defeat those people who are resisting in Yemen.
Okay, that's Reza Kazem with the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Kazem, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.